Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again, Father God, for your wonderful gift of Brother Paul, that you knocked off his horse and you raised him up for a unique purpose. And thank you. Thank you. That purpose was, as he shares here, to bring this gospel to us nations. And thank you that this gospel has come to us here in the end of the earth, here, South Africa. And we appreciate it, Lord, and just thank you. It's also encouragement for us also to look to you and walk with you and fulfill the unique destiny that you have for us, because your word says we are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 15 from verse 17 to 21. Now then, it is through my union with Jesus Christ that I enjoy an enthusiasm and confidence in my ministry for God. And I will not be presumptuous to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me. For many non-Jewish people are coming into faith and obedience by the power of the Spirit of God, which is displayed through mighty signs and amazing wonders, both in word and deeds. Starting from Jerusalem, I went from place to place, as far as the distant Roman province, Illyricum, fully preaching the wonderful message of Christ. It is my honor and constant passion to be a pioneer who preaches where no one has ever even heard of the Anointed One, instead of building upon someone else's foundation. As the scriptures say, those who know nothing about him will clearly see him, and those who have not heard will understand.
Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful, eh? Yeah, we don't want to be copycats. We don't want to walk in someone else's footsteps, although we always walk in Jesus's footsteps and we learn from each other. But the unique thing here is, as the word says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God who works in you. And this is what we saw with Paul. You know, he was taken hold of for a unique purpose. And two Old Testament scriptures in Jeremiah are beautiful. And the one says, the way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man the ability to determine his own path. So your ways and your path is not from yourself. So where do they come from? There's two ways and two paths, two principal powers, the powers of darkness and the power of light, that can determine your ways, that then determine your path. So it's so important. We've all had to turn away from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, to receive forgiveness from our sins and an inheritance. And our inheritance is being home in the family of God, in the kingdom, in the leading of the Spirit. And that brings about then the unique purpose, the ways of God in our lives, that also then determine our path. So it's, we got a unique path. It's so wonderful. You know, the word says that creation shows his power and his divine nature. And when you look at anything in creation, no one is the same. Everyone is different. So that's so beautiful for us to realize that, yes, we learn from people just like children. You're taken hold of, and you need to get into the basic foundations and learn the basic things. But then it's a unique walk with your God, with your Lord, because he knows why you were made. He knows why you are here. And that's what he wants to bring about, that unique fragrance. Is another beautiful scripture I want to share that just brought to my attention lately. And it talks about, you know, that we know the Lord is a strong foundation, our protector, and a refuge in the time of trouble. And the nations will also wake up to that. People in the world, the people that Paul was told to go out to all the different nations, and they will come and say, our fathers, our ancestors, they served what is not God's. It was just futile. So they come to now serve the living God. And then the word actually goes on to say, can people serve idols and get caught up with this demons, because the idols are demons. And he says, yes. But then he says, therefore, I will show my hand and show my power, that they may know me, that I am the Lord. And then I could also just add some other scripture I'm thinking about, and there is no other. So the wonderful thing, God is in the business of taking hold of his people and taking them into the uniqueness of his love. And the uniqueness of his love plan for each and every one of us is unique. Amen. So arise and shine. Receive the salvation of your soul, which is the inheritance that God has got for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.